And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was an important sea change in North Carolina policy and politics last week when the State House of Representatives failed to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill pushed by abortion opponents. The failure of the override motion was, of course, a byproduct of the fact that North Carolina voters swept away Republican supermajorities in last November's elections, supermajorities that had previously given GOP leaders power to essentially ignore the governor. After last week's vote in which Democrats stuck together and resisted offers of pork barrel funding to in effect buy their votes, things should be different. Republican leaders should realize that voters were asking, no, demanding, that they negotiate with Governor Cooper rather than trying to simply run him over. This should in particular be the case when it comes to crafting a new state budget. Rather than simply ignoring the governor or attempting procedural tricks to get around him, Republican leaders Phil Berger and Tim Moore should act like grown-ups, sit down, and work out a compromise on the budget. Let's hope all parties get to work finding common ground right away. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.